Exclusive: Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford is extreme abortion activist, mailers warn. By Catherine Hamilton on March 19, 2025. Democrat-aligned Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford is an extreme abortion activist. Not an impartial judge, read mailers sent out to Wisconsin voters on Wednesday ahead of the April 1 election. Breitbart News exclusively obtained a copy of the mailer, which is being sent by Women Speak Out PAC, a partner of the leading pro-life organization Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, as part of its initial $1 million investment in the race. The PAC is specifically sending the mailer to people who voted for President Donald Trump, as well as pro-life voters in the Badger State, encouraging them to reject Dane County Circuit Judge Crawford and vote for former conservative Wisconsin Attorney General and Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel. President Trump and Brad Schimmel agree on the issue of abortion. The people decide, not judges, the mailer reads. But Susan Crawford is an extreme abortion activist, not an impartial judge. Related, exclusive, eyes on Wisconsin state Supreme Court race that could bring Trump's agenda to a screeching halt. The mailer further points out that Crawford represented abortion giant Planned Parenthood as a lawyer and that she is endorsed by pro-abortion groups like Planned Parenthood and Emily's List. Thousands of lives are at stake. Don't let Susan Crawford use Wisconsin's highest court to impose abortion on demand with no limits. The mailer concludes. The mailer, along with text messages, are going out at the beginning of early voting, which goes through March 30. It comes after the Women Speak Out PAC deployed students in the state to knock on doors and encourage voter turnout. The door-knocking effort began on March 6 and finished over the weekend, with canvassers completing 152,000 visits. The Wisconsin Supreme Court race is being viewed as a bellwether for Donald Trump and his first 100 days. The results will impact whether Trump continues to have Republican majorities and whether the Wisconsin people will determine abortion policy or four activist judges. Political Affairs Communications Director for SBA Pro-Life America Kelsey Pritchard told Breitbart News. Lives depend upon Brad Schimmel defeating Susan Crawford, a radical Planned Parenthood lawyer who calls abortion health care. Our student canvassers have reached more than 152,000 voters at their doorsteps to sound the alarm on Crawford's radical abortion record, she continued. Their conversations have changed minds in this close race and energized voters to show up on or before April 1 to elect Brad Schimmel. Related, left-wing mega donors supercharge high-stakes Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The 2025 race follows a blowout Wisconsin Supreme Court election in 2023. In which liberal-leaning Janet Protasiewicz beat conservative candidate Dan Kelly and flipped the balance of the court 4-3 majority liberal. While conservatives have the chance to take back the majority once more with the retirement of liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, Democrats view the battle as a chance to push policy and redraw legislative maps that could ultimately lose Republicans 2 U.S. House seats and help them close in on the Republican slim majority. Like every election since the Supreme Court overturned the invented federal right to abortion in 2022, Democrats and left-leaning media are largely framing the election as another referendum on abortion. When Roe v. Wade was struck down, Wisconsin's 1849 abortion restriction went into effect, but was put on hold in December 2023 and is expected to come before the state's high court later this year. As a candidate, Crawford has declined to say how she would rule on the law, but she did say in an interview that the government should not regulate abortions. According to a New York Times article with the headline, one of 2025's biggest battles over abortion rights has already begun. I believe as a woman that I should be the one to make decisions about my own body and my health care, together with my doctors, she said. I trust other women to make those same decisions. In February, Ad Impact Politics reported that 62% of Crawford's broadcast airings have mentioned abortion, surpassing Protasiewicz in 2023, who also campaigned on the issue. In an article for Breitbart News, Pritchard wrote that Crawford fought against a law for women's safety requiring abortion businesses to have hospital admitting privileges and represented the abortion industry in fighting a law to prevent women from being coerced into abortions. Crawford has been publicly grieving the end of Roe v. Wade, the case that is responsible for the deaths of 63 million unborn babies. Maybe most disturbingly of all, She uses the same euphemisms as the abortion industry, calling abortion health care, she wrote. The Democrats have wholeheartedly embraced Crawford's extremist history and are campaigning based on her clear messages of how she will rule in abortion cases, she continued. This mirrors their efforts 2 years ago when the party lined up behind the liberal Supreme Court candidate Janet Protasiewicz, who ran her campaign almost completely on the issue of abortion. Democrats also view the race as a pathway to power in D.C. An email invitation obtained by Breitbart News to a briefing on Jan.13 with Democrat donors. Crawford and Wisconsin Democrat Chairman Ben Wickler had a subject line that read, "Chance to put two more House seats in play for 2026. But winning this race could also result in Democrats being able to win two additional U.S. House seats. Half the seats needed to win control of the House in 2026, the email reads. The two seats are currently held by Representative Brian Steele, R.Y., in the 1st Congressional District in Southeast Wisconsin, and Representative Derek Van Orden, R.Y., in the 3rd Congressional District in the western part of the battleground state. They got caught saying the quiet thing out loud, and they revealed what they're up to. This is, as it was in 2023, a power play to attract enormous amounts of money from partisan donors and turn that into results on the court," Schimmel told Breitbart News in an exclusive phone interview, referring to the email. "This is going to affect not just Wisconsin. This will affect the nation," Schimmel continued. "When people talk about the timeline that President Trump has to push his goals, that timeline will be cut short or even shorter if they use the Wisconsin Supreme Court to gerrymander the maps as a court and change our representation in the House of Representatives." A spokesperson for Crawford told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that she has never publicly or privately commented on congressional redistricting at any time and did not at this meeting. Crawford previously told the publication, "I got into the Zoom and introduced myself. Told the group why I was running, that I pledged to be fair and impartial. To pursue common sense justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. After speaking for a few minutes, I exited the Zoom. I was not there to hear the rest of their agenda." Related, complaint filed against NY Supreme Court candidate over email touting chance to put U.S. House seats in play. This race is expected to be even more expensive than the 2023 election, which shattered national spending records for a judicial contest at $56 million and brought in massive out-of-state spending. In Wisconsin, state Supreme Court justices serve 10-year terms. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.